Hey, this is Dominic Reisig, professor and extension specialist in the Department of Entomology and Plant Pathology at North Carolina State University. Today is Wednesday, April 29th, and calling with my first pest patrol update of the year focused on cotton. Wanted to get this out as quite a bit of cotton will go into the ground next week. Would encourage folks to do something really quick and easy, and that's type Thrips Infestation Predictor for Cotton into a search engine. Pull up that tool, put in your predicted planting date and your location, and see how risky your planting dates are for thrips. If it's a high risk window, which next week looks like it could be for some locations, you might consider adding something in furrow or being more timely with your foliar spray. Speaking of foliar sprays, we have the suspicion that acephate resistance is creeping out of the Northeast. A good safe option is 3 ounces of Hemi combined with a non-ionic surfactant. And timing is more critical than anything. Make sure you're really timing those sprays to correspond with when you can see that little first true leaf poking through the cotyledons. That's going to be the best time to spray that insecticide and disrupt the life cycle as those eggs are starting to hatch out and work on that cotton. Still have not had any reports of Jacid yet on cotton, even in the extreme southeastern part of the U.S., which is a great thing, and let's hope that holds throughout this rest of the season. If you'd like to contact me with any questions, you can find me at ddreisig@ncsu.edu. Thanks.